mother, ho, mother, Thomas said as he walked out at the door. Should I marry fair Ellender or go fetch the brown girl home? The brown girl, she has house and land, Ellen, she has none. Therefore I advise you, Thomas, my son, go fetch the brown girl home. He rode to Ellen's house, he knocked at the bell and it rung. There was none so ready as Ellen herself, Ellender did come. What news, Ellen said, what news to me do you bring? I've come to invite you to my wedding, tomorrow's the day it'll be. Sad news, Ellen said, sad news to me, I presume. I intended to be the bride myself, and you to be the groom. Mother, mother, Ellen said as he walked out at the door, should I go to Thomas's wedding or tarry all day at home? Ellen, you know your friends will be there, and also all your foes. Therefore I advise you, Ellen, my daughter, tarry all day at home. Mother, I know my friends will be there, and also all my foes. But if life spares me till tomorrow morning, to Lord Thomas's wedding I'll go. She rode to Thomas's house, and she knocked at the bell and it rung. There was none so ready as Thomas himself. Thomas, he did come. He'd taken her by the lily white hand, he led her across the hall. He set her down by his bride's left side, among the ladies all. Thomas, Thomas, Ellen said, your bride looks wonderful brown. You once could have had as fair a lady as ever the sun shined on. Yes, Ellen, Thomas said, my bride is wonderful brown. I have more love for your little finger than the brown girl's house and land. Now the brown girl had a little penknife that was so keen and sharp. She turned around to fair Ellender and pierced it into her heart. What's the matter? What's the matter? Thomas said, what makes you look so pale? You always look so red and rosy, what makes your color fail? Are you blind, Ellen said, or can't you very well see? Don't you see my own heart's blood come a-trickling down my knee? He taken the brown girl by the hand, led her across the floor. Cut her head short off with his sword and kicked it against the door. Put the pint of sword to his breast, the handle down on the floor. He hollered out, oh boys, boys, was there ever such a wedding before? He hollered out, boys, boys, dig our grave so deep. Cover us up with marble stones so neat. He hollered out, boys, boys, paint our coffin black.